101.9 FM CITR from San Diego, California. That's Rocket from the Crypt. The album's called All Systems Go, and the tune you heard there was called Where Are the Fuckers? Welcome to the show. The time is about 5 minutes past the hour, 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Delighted to have you along with us here. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. And we have some fantastic tunes for you tonight. Coming up this first set, we got tunes from the likes of Armchair Martian, Flatliners, Wake Up Call, The Unseen, The Motherfuckers, and Super Suckers. First of all, we're going to start things off with a great tune. I love this song. The band is Horace Pinker, and the song is called South Stanley Place. Here you go, Horace Pinker, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Well, I used to think that I was better than you, 'cause I thought about you. But now I know that thinking's just the way to deal without you. It's the little things, the stupid things, to play when someone's watching. And it makes you feel retarded when there's no one else around. And you said I'm numb to you, but I'm numb to me. I can't give you anything. Heartache in my heart. I pick these flowers for you. Some flowers, they make you smile. Smiling makes you feel not so alone. The little things, the stupid games you play when someone's watching, makes you feel retarded when there's someone else around. Maybe slow, at least I know what it is about me. Your rear to the ground as El Diablo stirs, this place comes crashing down. And though these evil ways, once renowned as straight out of hell, have been replaced by human will. There is a way in. We see it. You and
you got Give it to me free.
101.9 FM, Seattle. That's the Super Suckers there. Band's playing here next week, I believe. Tune you heard was called Caliente, and it was taken from a split they did with the Reverend Horton Heat. Part of that band called the Motherfuckers. Don't know where they're from. They're one of those bands that they don't put their address anywhere. But they don't do that anymore, bands. They put their website address, but they don't put where they're from. The album's called The Mother of All Fuckers, and the song you heard there was called Lost. Prior to that, from Boston, Massachusetts, The Unseen. They've got a brand new album out. It's called Internal Salvation. I think it's on Hellcat or Epitaph. Yeah, that Hellcat. And a song you heard from it was called Such Tragedy. Part of the band called Wake Up Call. They're from the fine state of Maine. Yes, Maine. Tune is called One Eye Open. It's the title track from their latest release. Before that, the Flatliners, a band out of Toronto, Ontario. The tune here is called Meanwhile in Hell. And the album that it was taken from is called The Great Awake. Armchair Martian before that from Colorado. Monster Toby Scream was the name of the album. Retardant, the name of the song. And starting at the cyber, Horace Pinker. They're sort of from Chicago by way of Arizona. Copper Regret was the name of the EP. And the tune, I love this song. It's called South Stanley Place. So there you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine. And you're on 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you very much for tuning us in right here on week number 476 in the history of this program. It's about 25 minutes past the hour, 12 midnight. We're delighted to have you along with us. Of course, as always, we broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a local artist called Ford Peer, a gentleman who's played in a number of bands and also has a number of solo albums out to his credit. Not exactly punk rock, but he certainly treads in the realm of punk rock. He was in DOA for a while. He's a member of the Show Business Giants. He came, his background is bands like Junior Gone Wild and Roots Roundup, stuff like that. So we have plenty of stuff from Ford Peer. Very eclectic artist, but of course, it being my show, it'll be more towards the punk side of things with him. Anyways, that's coming up in about half an hour or so. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Stabbed in Back, a band featuring members of the Lillingtons. As well, we've got the Broke Downs, Gamuts, Sicko, the Parasites, and None More Black. First, we're going to start things off with a band from Reno, Nevada. Possibly the only band ever out of Reno, Nevada. 7 seconds from the 1984 release, The Crew. The song is Young Till I Die. This is 101.9 FM, CITR.
Some say it's genius, California's humanity. They'll never make it. The other we can tell you what. Over game that philosophy is for the world to sing along. Can you say it about the three years? Now the beam and the jam from a beautiful song that's a permanent bottom. You won't tell you to look around when you're late. The potential of each one again. The potential of each one again. And he created anything that it is in the air. Race for your real man. Try to go through the black and blue. When I need an inspiration, you were always there for me. Now I have to change the station. Now the beat is down from the beautiful song that's a permanent part of my head. You will take good smile on your face and the tinge of the beach for you again. Got the tinge of the beach for you again. Yeah.
This is why. I can't wait till I see you again. Every second, every minute seems to last forever. Watch for what you take me to. To waste my days till I'm with you. And I think back to the time that we had it. It makes me so mad because it always wasted. But now I'm making up for lost time. And I want you so bad that I can say this.
101.9 FM CITR from somewhere in the east coast of the States. That's None More Black, a band that unfortunately seems to have broken up now. That's on their first full-length release, File Under Black, and the song you heard there was called Band from Teen Arts. Part of that, The Parasites, that was taken from the Rat Ass Pie LP, came out in 1999. Top Secret was the name of the song that you heard. Sicko before that, from a collection of songs called A Brief History of Sicko. The song you heard there was called Weight of the Sun. I think it was on a compilation called Viva La Vinyl, but don't quote me on that. The Gambits before that was from their box set, Golden Sometimes. It was a live version of a song called Beach Boy. I didn't know it was a live version until I played it. Part of that, The Broke Downs, from somewhere in Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere in the Midwest. The album's called New Brains for Everyone, and the song was essentially the title one. It's called Brains. Part of that, Stabbed in Back, from an EP called A Portrait of Noise. The song you heard there was called Hopeless Romantic. And as mentioned, they have members of the Lillingtons, so I guess they're out of Wyoming or something like that. The burgeoning Wyoming scene. Prior to that, you heard from 7 Seconds out of Reno, Nevada, from The Crew, released in 1984. The song you heard there was called Young Till I Die. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is about 17 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Do stay tuned for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass, this week on a local artist called Ford Peer, who, in addition to his solo stuff, has been in bands like DOA, Show Business Giants, Roots Roundup, Junior Gone Wild, all kinds of bands. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you're a regular listener to this show, not only are you an extremely rare fucking breed, but you know that I don't really talk about the other shows in CITR. I don't really listen to CITR too much. I don't have a radio. But there is one show that I'd like to send props out to, and that would be We All Fall Down, the fine show on Thursday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m., hosted by my good friend Marielle Coe. You should definitely check it out. She has some fine taste in music, and she's always very flattering to my show, so check it out. Thursdays, 1 to 3 p.m. right here on CITR. I recommend it. Let's see. This next set, we've got tunes from a whole bunch of Calgary bands. I'm not sure why, but this is what we've got. Some Pussy Monster, Wagbeard, Knucklehead, Daggers, Chickstigget, and my all-time favorite Calgary band, Ninth Configuration. Fantastic. I dug the cassette out and everything. It's great. First of all, we're going to play a band called Forbidden Dimension, featuring artist extraordinaire Tom Bagley. This is a band that I thought was done years ago. They haven't put an album for something like 10 years, as far as I know. Well, they've got a brand new one coming out, and they're going to be playing here at Pat's Pub on the 29th of this month. Same night as the Subhumans, but anywho, do check that out. We're going to play a tune from a compilation called Play, which is a Calgary compilation. The song is called Little Red Schoolhouse. So here you go. This is our Calgary set with Forbidden Dimension, 101.9 FM, CITR. We'll be right back.
Weapon. up into an aggravation. I think I'm gonna take a long vacation. See you around. Life's bent in a loud distortion. Truth tangled in a wild contortion. It makes me feel like a lonely orphan. Can't come down. Wish me well. Wish me well.
Doesn't no one else seems to be
101.9 FM CITR. As you could tell, that was very much a cassette. Ninth Configuration, that band. One of the finest bands ever to come out of the Cowtown. Two is called Happy. I'm sticking from the Landmark Vegas cassette, which I dug out of storage today. Prior to that, were Chicks Dig It with the bonus track from the Born on the 1st of July LP. I think it was called Nobody. It's probably a cover song. I have no idea. Prior to that, The Daggers from an EP called Right Between the Eyes. The tune you heard there was called Wish Me Well. Knucklehead before that from their latest one, The New Blacklist. The tune you hear there was called The World in Black and White. Wagbeer before that from Ice Station Deborah. As far as I know, that's their only full-length release. Stalling was the name of the song you heard there. Pussy Monster before that with a tune called Modern Girls. And Forbidden Dimension before that with Little Red Schoolhouse. Both those songs taken from a compilation of Calgary bands called Play. And there you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's just about 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock on the nose, as a matter of fact. Thank you so much for tuning us in. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a Vancouver artist who's been a part of a number of bands and is also a solo artist in his own right. Been in this business, man and boy, for decades upon decades. Ford Pierce, who we're talking about. He has 3 solo albums out to his credit, as well as being a member, as mentioned, of bands like DOA, The Show Business Giants, Roots Roundup, Junior Gone Wild, a bunch of bands like that. So we are going to be playing stuff mainly from his solo records, and also some of The Show Business Giants' songs that he wrote and sings. That's mainly what we're going to be hearing from, the odd DOA song here and there. So, yeah, do sit back and relax. He's a very eclectic artist, there's no question. Now, Fort Pierce is kind of a weird guy. Supposedly, he's playing a show at the Pub 340 before too long, and so I would definitely advise you to check him out. I got to see him with the Show Business Giants last March, and a fantastic showman, especially on stage with 3 other great showmen. But yeah, so sit back and relax. We're going to start things off with a tune that was supposed to be for a Show Business Giants record, but nobody actually liked it. It's the second song is from his first solo album, Meconium. The song's called Everyone's Always Right Except Me. This is Ford Pier, 101.9 FM CITR.
Hey, you are as plain as day. I've seen it happen, made this way. Everyone's always right except me, yeah. And the more I mull it over, it seems quite obvious I should just shut up and not speak till I'm spoken to. When I venture open and grasp them, and someone always calls my name. Always right, except me, yeah. Except me, yeah. Except me, yeah. Except me.
Once upon a time, they each other when the hatchlings had all left the nest and made it, and all the fun that they had promised each other came up to them in convenient half-hour segments, counting breaks, and everyone's invited in for a chuckle. Everyone's invited in to suckle from the bosom maternal that provides a tardy dairy. Don't be fooled by the sweetness, it contains the necessary nutrients that you find in your favorite breakfast cereal. It's goodness for the family. Granny watches it too, sequestered in a room that makes a cat food and stay alive. And no one's done the dusting. Hey, welfare for the aged doesn't go as far as it might. A meal, my own. Don't wanna wind up like that. Yeah,
a marble or two. I think it's kinda cute. He says the darndest things now these days, and it's good for a laugh when he races on past at the wheel of his Corvette Stingray, picking up a hot date. Cause it hasn't hampered his libido, and he's still moving 7 up and Fritos. All that we ask is a little clean amusement and a seal of approval on contemporary attitudes, a link with the past and a hope for the future. And goodness for the family, goodness for the family, goodness for the family. Man, it looked so good when you unveiled the model, made a ball someone. But hey, brother, it's bad architecture, lest the drywall is beyond the pale.
Rotting studs and rusty nails.
Hey, brother, it's bad architecture if it topples when it's up to scale.
Was your reasoning so specious? Was your choices so capricious? Couldn't you resist the vision for the gasps of admiration? Couldn't you shut up until the walls were strong and sound?
So put her on the market and see who buys. You might recoup the bath you took on
building supplies.
Well, hey, brother, it's bad architecture if the ceiling leaks and the tiles don't stick.
Sticks and straw and lousy brick.
Hey, brother, it's bad architecture if he picks his nose when he knows his pick.
He comes from here. I remember once I gave him some advice. He took my sister out and he seemed real nice. I used to buy him beer when he was 17. Everything he knows he learned from me. Tabloids sizzle, the critics and the culture all die and bristle. I could have told you then because I knew it all along. There was always something about him just a little bit wrong. And we take pride in the things he's done because he comes from here. He's a favorite son. You all remember when he started out, cause we'd heckle at the bar. But we really knew we had it all along
because he's local and we take pride in the things he's done because he comes from.
He comes from here.
rake of nails, a sack of lye. Marriage vow, a roving eye. The act of love and abstinence. Rivals bested the best of friends. We'll be right back.
was lonely and you weren't around. I masturbated, made me feel dirty and dismal. I really kinda hate it, but you know, in a pinch, it will do. And I'll pinch myself if I can't get pinched by you. Ooh-hoo-hoo. 20, 20, 24 hours to go. I wanna be sedated. If old Joey knew I'd pinched his words, I bet he'd be elated. But you know, in a pinch, they will do. And I'll pinch his words if I can't be pinching you, or think of anything of my own to say to you when I'm alone. I just watch movies like The Cone and the Barbarian films and own an eyes incessantly, especially when Sandor Bergman does that lethal pirouette. I can't forget how effectively she decapitated James Earl Jones's foremost henchman. But I digress, I need someone whose quality time isn't prorated. Now on, I'm my own right-hand man for reasons that I've stated. But you know, you could do in a pinch, like if my arm gets ripped off in an accident.
What?
Well, whoop-de-doo, I'm back again. Aren't you impressed? Didn't you notice? Was I not missed? No matter, we'll just pick things up wherever we left off. What was it I was to say?
Knowledge, it's got me further faster than any matchbook. Honors College. Good thing he had the easel.
something, because if nothing were nothing, we'd know nothing about nothing, because you can't know something about nothing, because nothing is something, not something appreciable within the realm of existence, which vividly is a fool's paradise, fool's paradigm, fool's paradox, a waste of time.
set to burst. Sipping soda in the schoolyard. Picking names for the chillings we'd be getting. She called me Pete.
And to this day, people phone me up to be on panels and in seminars. Songwriting or adjudication, but mostly I'm a punchline, a footnote at best, an also-ran side effect of other people's success. So of that